So you talked about the various studies looking at tislelizumab, referred to some things going on with pembro. Right now, what do we know about other checkpoint inhibitors, including pembro, in metastatic breast cancer?
Yeah, so I think the big study that we're waiting for is the KEYNOTE-355, because that is sort of a similar patient population to IMpassion 130, first-line triple-negative breast cancer. It's a large study. Patients were randomized to pembrolizumab or placebo, but the investigator could select the chemotherapy backbone. So it was either paclitaxel, nab-paclitaxel, or gemcitabine carboplatin. So I think that's going to be an important trial to give us a little more data looking at some of these other chemotherapy backbones. We will see at the ESMO meeting the results, the top-line results from the other big phase 3 in metastatic triple-negative breast cancer with pembrolizumab, and that was specifically for the second, third-line patient population. That's the KEYNOTE-119 trial, looking at pembrolizumab as monotherapy versus chemotherapy of physician's choice. And so there was a press release that came out a few months ago saying that the primary endpoint was not met from KEYNOTE-119, but I think we'll see the full data very soon to get a better sense of how monotherapy performed in a later line pretreated triple-negative breast cancer setting.
Although I'm not aware of any super exciting data in general in monotherapy with checkpoint inhibitors in breast cancer. So I guess it's not a big surprise.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, at the time this study was designed, monotherapy in a later line setting was thought to be potentially viable. I think as more and more data came in the phase 1 and 2 setting, it became increasingly clear that probably monotherapy was never going to make it. So I don't think we're really surprised by the results of this study, but it will be interesting to see the data, see if there are any signals. You know, that's one question out there. Is there a group of patients where potentially monotherapy is viable? And so we're curious to see the results presented in full for that one.